Joe Mayan, Kate speaking.
Hello, how are you doing? I phoned the Labour office the other day, Enfield Department, which is the department I'm speaking to now, and I got told that someone would call me back within an hour. I never got a phone call back. I waited for
you
the...
You mean you called Joe Mayan MP's office?
Yes, that's correct.
And when was that, Friday?
No, it was on Thursday, actually. I waited for Friday as well for the call back, and no one called me back.
What's your surname?
Cordell, C-O-R-D-E-L-L.
You will get a call back soon.
Well, I've been waiting. It's an emergency issue, and I think that I should be taken very seriously. I'm being semi-labelled as a vulnerable person, and I really needed to speak to somebody on Thursday when
right.
I phoned up the office.
You will be called. It's just again that because there's a certain one moment, please. Hello, Mr. Cordell.
Who am I speaking to?
Back. I've had your mum on the phone as well. I speak to her nearly every day.
Yeah, but
I'm happy to speak to you, but I can't give you an update unless I go back. I have to look at the email.
Who am I actually speaking to?
Yeah, my name's Alice. I'm the lady that deals with Lorraine, your mum.
Okay.
Go on.
I have quite a few concerns that my mum hasn't raised with you, and they're of emergency. They're about public servants and fraud and corruption, malice of public office, and the people are still allowed to work in the public offices, and I can clearly prove that they've committed. Enfield Council and the Metropolitan Police acted under the Code of Ethnics 2010. It says that joint circular when two official government parties work together in calibration to set a goal, and the Enfield Council and the Metropolitan Police worked together, and they falsified paper that's put me on a 8-year curfew, 7 years for the ASBO, and the paperwork's forged. They're missing all of their signatures on the.
Legal advice.
I'm speaking to an MP, to the MP's office here, and I'm saying I have evidence. I have evidence that's beyond reasonable doubt. I don't need a solicitor to give me advice, and I want to act litigant. Do you know what litigant is? Litigant means I act for myself.
Hold on a second, right? We are dealing with numerous complaints around, from your mum and you in relation to Enfield Council. I've only just. Friday afternoon emailed them again.
It's not just Enfield Council.
Yeah, but so you need to put in writing what your complaint is.
Can I have a meeting with yourselves, please?
Not today, you can't.
Not today. It doesn't have to be today. Even just a date to be set that I can come down to you with my evidence of what Lemmy Nubis, the fraud that he'd done. If you go to horrificcorruption.com, horrificcorruption.com is my website, and if you spent 5 minutes and just went on the case...
Where do you live?
I live in Enfield at Burncroft Avenue.
Yeah, I know. So you have the right...
I'm being assaulted last night in my house. My neighbours are banging on the wall and banging at me. And the day before, and I've had to live in this house for 5 years, getting attacked every day. No person will take a statement off me. I want prosecution brought against the people that I can prove have fraudulently done stuff.
Your mother is sending all this information to me, and I'm speaking to her quite regularly.
But why is Lemmy still? Why is Lemmy not being suspended from Enfield Council then? And the people
are.
They won't be. They ain't being suspended while they're on active duty, and they're touching people. They're touching computers, and I'm saying that they've committed fraud, and that they've used the victim statements. Basically, the police, and the council together created an ASBO folder, and in that ASBO folder, it's a standalone ASBO. Yeah, standalone ASBO is different from a CBO ASBO. A CBO means that you get arrested for something. I never got arrested for the organisation of illegal. Raised, but I've been prosecuted for it. The organisation, if something's illegal, you must be arrested. Yeah, they forgot to arrest me. The maximum sentence if they did arrest somebody is 6 months and a 20 grand fine. Somehow they never arrested me and gave me an 8-year sentence. An 8-year curfew sentence. Yeah, I'm riding in my house. You can't even
you're gonna have to listen to me for a second. I know you're upset.
This is Labour. You're the Parliament. Usually, I've just let my name be publicly used. They've labelled me and my girl with a disease. You're the Parliament, though. Yeah, you work for the Parliament. You're members of Parliament.
If you keep shouting, I will put the phone.
I'm not shouting. I don't ever mean to shout at you, madam. I'll never be rude to you.
You're not listening. It's not my job to have to listen to you rant on at me and not listen to me. And let me tell you what this office is here for, and you need to listen carefully.
Okay, I'm listening.
Because we won't be able to carry on helping you. We're not allowed to if you take this tone. I simply won't do it. And nor will the MP will not deal with your case. You've got to get a grip, and you've got to slow down, and you've got to listen. And I'm not going to keep having this conversation with you, right?
This is the first time I've ever had a conversation with you, madam.
No, you need to stop. And you need to listen to me, Simon, right? Now, we are here to help you. We are here, we are on your side.
You get paid and go home every night. You get paid a salary and go home every night. Yeah, and leave me like this. I'm going to phone them back for that. She's rude. How can Parliament do that? Members do that, and all I'm doing is explaining to her what's happened. She won't even let me explain what I'm saying's happened. She's talked to my mum. I'm not my mother. I'm Simon, and Simon wants to tell them about my case. I cannot believe that the phone has just been put down on me, and I wasn't shouting. I'm recording the conversation. I'm taking the minutes to the meeting. So yeah, I'm dealing with public servants. Either way, they work for the government. Yeah, Joanne Ryan's cabinet does, and her members do, including herself. So she's a public servant, no matter what way she looks at it. I'll never be disrespectful to any of you, but you allowed for this my name and Shannon's name to be abused in the general public, yeah? And our data, and you've all sat in your offices, and not one person has come to Simon's or done anything official to protect us, yeah? The Enfield Council falsified all of their paperwork and are holding me in my house for 7 years. I just wanted to explain to the woman on the phone what would happen to me, yeah? And I thought that she should take 5 minutes to listen to what I'm saying to her as happened to me, because she's going to go home tonight like she went home Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and now Monday, and she's done all them other days with my mother being. My mother contacted Joanne Ryan's department in 2014. Lemmy and everyone was emailing my mother in all the emails when I didn't know about the emails and what Lemmy and that was doing to my mum, abusing their position, sending my mum all of them emails. Yeah, my mum never told me what was happening. Yeah, my mum gave me them emails and showed me when Lemmy went for the possession order and went to steal my flat. He frauded all of the paperwork here. Yeah? You can go to horrificcorruption.com and you can click on Lemmy's first injunction order, press Control F and put the dates in, and you can see where Lemmy has added all of these things in and made a possession order, 31 claims against me, yeah, all fraudulent, and used Sarah Fletcher, a neighbourhood officer's paperwork from the 11th of the 11th, 16, then called... Which had three claims in it. Sarah Fletcher initially had three claims. When I was in hospital, she wrote a letter saying that I was a drug addict and backdated that 1 month on the 6th of the 6th, 16. She phoned up three times when I was in hospital, yeah, and she made three bogus calls saying stuff, yeah, about me. So the first letter was saying that I was a drug addict when I'm not. I was writing anti-drug policies and building a CIC community interest company in my house. Yeah, and then because I have come out of the hospital and Sarah Fletcher showed me her work, I said, well, I wasn't even living in my house at that time. So Sarah Fletcher left her job and no one would reprimand her when I wanted prosecution brought against Sarah Fletcher. Yeah, and I still do to the day. Then after that, Lemmy started the company on the 16th of October. He's picked up Sarah Fletcher's work and he started messaging my mum saying, if I don't go for a meeting at the Civic Centre, he's going to take my flat off me. I never knew. My mum's wrote loads of emails and yous that were messaged in all of them messages. If yous had done your job correctly in 14 like you was asked to and protected me and protected my human rights, I wouldn't be on the phone to you now.